Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by Tutvid.com. We're going to take a look at creating scrolling thumbnails, and really scrolling thumbnails that are going to interact with where the user has their mouse. So if the user has their mouse to the left of the screen, thumbnails will start showing the scrolling thumbnails will start moving so you can see the thumbnails that would be to the left. And the same thing to the right, and when you roll over images, you will get a rollover image. But instead of listening to me explain it, let's actually look at this live. Here I have this SWF file, and you can see it's just scrolling, just moving along, and if I roll over, the whole thing stops for me, and whatever image I'm rolling over, it has that sort of white overlay. Then if I move to the right, the images move at a faster rate until I see the one I want. If I move to the left, they move back, so I can get back to something that maybe I passed. I can move back to the right. When I move to the middle, it stops, and then when I move out back onto the stage, it all moves just like it should. So that is what we're going to learn how to make, and we're going to make it from scratch. The only thing you need is, or are, I should say, 10 thumbnail images. And if you want to be able to follow exactly what I'm doing, I suggest that you size them to 100 pixels by 100 pixels. Because there's going to be something of a little bit of importance we're going to do, and size matters. We're not going to have these gaps. We're actually going to make sure they all press together. And if you want your sizing to work properly, they're going to need to be 100 by 100. So that's all you're going to need is 10 of them. Then what you're going to need is a new Flash document. So go File, New, select Flash Document, and hit OK. Here's our Flash document. Let's change a couple things on this document. First off, the size. Let's make it 600 pixels wide by 400 pixels high, and we will change the frame rate to 15 frames per second. Hit OK. Those changes are applied. Let's also change the background color to select this darkest gray here. I like working, with this dark gray when I'm dealing with photos inside of Flash. All right. Let's get these thumbnails that I've been talking about into Flash. Here's Adobe Bridge, and if you have the Bridge, well, it's a great program, and I always use it. But that's beside the point here. I've got these 10 thumbnails. You can see they're all 100 pixel by 100 pixel. I'm just going to select them all and drag them into my library in Flash. By the way, these photos are not optimized for the web at all, so I suggest you do all of your optimizing and everything like that outside of Flash. You really don't need 300 DPI images going into Flash, or in this case a 2400 DPI image. Much, much more than you're going to need, and much more than any screen can really display. So that's that. We just dragged our images into the library. Now let's select the New Folder button and name this folder JPG for JPEG. Select all of your images by selecting one and then holding shift, selecting the rest, drag them into a folder. Now I'm just going to open that folder up. I'm going to select them all again, and I'm going to drag them all out onto the stage. Now, what I'm going to do here is, I mentioned before about the thumbs being 100 pixels by 100 pixels, and this is exactly where we start to worry about our spacing, because we're going to take care of all that spacing in just a minute. So select this thumbnail and set the X down here in the Properties panel, set the X to 0. That sets the X, which the 0 X is this entire side of the stage, so it draws the image right over against that. All right, now the rest of these images, just basically drag them out anywhere you want. You can really go anywhere. Just anywhere, I should say, to the right of this image that we have set the X to 0 on. Have them go off the stage all the way over. All right, and then the last image, you're going to want to set the X to 900. Now, that may seem stupid because we have 10 images, and 10 times 100 is 1,000. But the X, or the point at which Flash is telling this image to line up, is the left-hand side of the image. So this left-hand side of the image is really going to be 900 pixels from the left-hand side of this image. But the left-hand side of this image to the right-hand side of this image is 1,000 pixels. Maybe it'll all come together here when I show you how we're going to align these, if I didn't just completely confuse you. So select all of the images we just dragged out, and grab your Align palette. I have my Align palette open here. If you don't have yours open, go Window, Align, Command or Control if you're on Windows. K is the Align palette. Now, one thing before we start aligning and spacing is make sure this two-stage button is pressed off. Basically, it's not pressed. If it's white like that, it's pressed. If it looks like that, it's normal. First thing we want to do is select the Align Top Edge, and this will align the top edge of all of our objects. So now they're all lined up nicely, and now we will say Space Evenly Horizontally. And now they're all lined up perfectly. Wonderful. It's exactly what we want. Now, this part is a little tedious, but it's something you kind of have to do. We have to select each image and convert each image to a button symbol. So I'll do the first five and show you exactly how I'm going to do it, then I'll pause the video and I'll do the remainder five, and you can do your remaining five. So select the first image, go to Modify, Convert to Symbol, switch the type to button, and we're just going to name this BTN1. I'm going to select the next. The hotkey for converting to a symbol is F8. Hit F8, up it pops. It remembers that we used button last time, so it's going to keep that, and we'll just say BTN2. F8, BTN3. F8, BTN4, and here's the fifth one, F8, and BTN5. Make sure that you're setting the type to button. All right, I'm going to pause this for just a second, finish these off, and I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. All of these are now button symbols, which is perfect. That's exactly what we want. Now, over here in the library panel, I want to create another new folder and just name this BTN, and I want to drag all of our buttons inside of that. That way, if we need to drag any other JPEGs or buttons out, we can quickly just go right to that folder instead of these buttons getting mixed up in with other symbols and things you may be creating in your Flash movie. It's just an easy way to group everything together. That's exactly what they're called, groups or folders. Okay, now what we need to do is select all of our thumbnails and convert them into one giant movie clip. So essentially what we're going to have is a movie clip that it has 10 buttons inside of it. So I'm going to hit F8, convert to symbol. I'm going to convert it to a movie clip, and we're going to name this, say, image bar inside. And now we're going to select that, and we're going to convert it into a symbol again. Now what this is going to do, we're going to name this image bar, by the way. What we've just done is we've created this image bar symbol. If we double click on that and get inside of it, the symbol we have inside of it is image bar inside. And then when we double click inside of that, we have 10 little buttons. And actually, while we're here looking at the buttons, let's create rollover states for all of our buttons. And again, when we're doing this, I will create the first five with you, and then I will finish off the last five, and you can do them just to save a little bit of time. All right, the way we're going to do this here, double click on the button symbol, and it's a little bit of a process here inside the button. What you need to do is hold down Alt or Option if you're using a Macintosh computer, click and drag the up state to the over state, just like that. Now create a new layer, select the over state, hit F6 or right click and just hit insert keyframe. Now that we have that keyframe there, just to create our 100 pixel by 100 pixel box, we'll select the overstate of layer 1, hold down the Alt or the Option key, click and drag it up to the overstate. So now I can shut off my layer 1 visibility just by clicking that little eye. When I go to up, it's all gone because I've got layer 1 shut off. All I have is something on my overstate. So we're going to select the overstate. I'm going to right-click on this image and hit Break Apart. So now it's just bare pixels. We're going to go into my color picker and give it a black-to-white gradient, just like that. Now I'm going to hit the Gradient Transform tool, and I'm going to rotate this straight up and down, just like that. I'm going to grab my Selection tool, select the shape, grab my color palette. If you don't have your color mixer, go to Window, and it is somewhere in here. There it is, Color Mixer. Go into Color Mixer, select the black anchor, make it white, and also here we've got this option for alpha. Reduce the alpha to 0. Now what we have is this nice little fade, and if I turn the image layer on again, you'll see what we have is sort of this white fade. Normally the images look like this. When you roll onto the overstate, they're going to look like that. Okay, but to make this more usable, we're going to select that shine or that rollover we just created. Go to Modify, Convert to Symbol, and let's call this RO for rollover. Just leave it a movie clip. Okay? And that's it. That's the first one done. Double click anywhere on the stage to get back to the image bar. And we're ready to do button two. Let's click into it. And again, duplicate that upstate to the overstate by holding down Alt. Just drag it over. Create your new layer. But here, we can do this part pretty quickly by hitting F6, which is the hotkey for a new keyframe. And now, I don't remember if I copied the movie clip. I didn't. Let's go back into here. Select the overstate, copy that movie clip, Command or Control C, and get back into here. Select that overstate on layer 2, and you don't just want to paste it, you want to paste it in place because that will automatically position it for you. It'll be much, much faster. And that is Control Shift V or Command Shift V. Paste it right there, and you're done. Select this one, drag that frame over, create a new layer. Hit F6 on the overstate and then Command or Control Shift V. So it's really pretty quick. Just like that. All right, I will do this one. Alt, drag over, new frame or new layer, excuse me. New keyframe and now paste in place. Just like that. All right, I'm going to pause the video, do the remaining 5. Hopefully you've gotten the hang of that and you can do whatever remaining thumbnails you have left to do. Alrighty, I am finished. Before we move on to the next step, let's test this movie. Control Enter. And obviously nothing happens. We haven't set it up to scroll yet, but when you roll over the images, you can see, hey, that one doesn't work. But you can see that for the most part they work. Let me just double click, whoops, wrong one. Double click into this one. Ah, yes. Make sure you don't convert any of your layers to guides. And now it ought to work. There we go. Okay, so you can see that they all work. All the rollovers work now. And let's move on to the next step. This is where it gets a little complicated, actually, because we're going to deal with a little bit of tweening. Going all the way back to the original timeline. I'm not inside of any movie clips now. You can see up here, I'm right on scene 1. What I want to do is double click into image bar. You can see I'm inside of image bar here. And this is exactly where I want to be. The first thing that I'm going to do is create one new layer. And we're going to rename both layers bar 1 and bar 2. And we're going to duplicate this bar of images up to layer 2. Hold down Alt. Drag that keyframe, and there you go. We've got them on layers 1 and layer 2. The next part gets a little tricky, and just follow me as best you can. I'll try to take it slow. What we need to do is select both of these keyframes, hold down the Alt key, and drag out to about frame 90. Let's try frame 90. And now we need to select bar 2, and we're going to move this over. Okay, I'm just holding down shift and my right arrow key, just moving it over. Actually, the easy way to do this would just be select, no, never mind, just keep moving it over using the arrow keys and just get it butted against the images perfectly, make sure there's no gap, just like that. And actually, now that I have these lined up, I'm going to select these two keyframes again, and I'm going to duplicate them again just so I've got the same exact thing over here. Alright, so the same exact thing there at these two keyframes and at our keyframes here on frame 1. What we want to do next is select both of these keyframes, and I just want to move the entire thing across the screen. Well, actually, notice which thumbnail is your first thumbnail. In this case, it's the palm leaf with the water drop. I'm going to click and move the whole thing across until the next palm leaf and water drop is right in the same exact place. Alrighty, now what I'm going to do, Just select a whole group of frames in here, right-click, and hit Create Motion Tween. All right, let's test this movie now and see what is happening. Okay, you can see they're scrolling across the screen. Got a rollover's happening. Now, let's see what happens. Okay, there's just a slight pause, and the whole thing restarts. So it just looks like the whole thing is moving across the screen in one motion. It's exactly what I want. What we need to do now is select this entire thing, all of those frames, that whole motion tween, hold down Alt, so we're duplicating this entire thing, and we need to drag it out so the last frame lands on frame 181. Okay, you can see that gray box is going to show you where your last frame ends. You want that to end on frame 181. And what that's done is it has lined up. Okay, now it's not doing that. You've got to drag these keyframes back. We want those to be pressed right up against each other. I must have done something wrong. Yes. You should only do frame 180. I was wrong about the 181. 90 plus 90 is 180, not 181. Don't know where I got that idea in my head. Okay, so essentially what we have happening here is two of the same exact animations back to back. And that's because we're going to use some ActionScript in a pretty interesting way here. We're going to create two new layers. Name the top layer AS for ActionScript, and the layer right below it, frame labels. Okay? So, just make sure you have these tweens right. That's pretty essential that you get them right, because if you don't get them right, wrong things will start happening. It's just two of the same tweens lined up right next to each other. If you don't get how I was doing the tweens, try to rewatch it again, because it's a little complicated. All right. First things first, let's create one frame label right here on frame 91. This is where I mixed myself up. I was thinking ahead. Frame 91, and give or name this frame label Start 1. Just a generic name, just a name we made up. Nothing, you know, it doesn't have to be Start 1. It could be this frame label. It could be anything. Now what we need to do is put ActionScript here on this frame. Hit F9 to open up the Actions palette. Or you can go Window, Actions. And we want to type the action script, go to and play. Notice the capitalization of the A and the P. Put two parentheses, and then quote, start one, unquote, and then place a semicolon at the end. And then copy this. Hit F9 to close the actions palette. And now we're going to come all the way down to frame 180. Right-click and hit Insert Keyframe, because your actions need to be placed on a keyframe. Hit F9 to bring up your actions palette, and paste in that Go To and Play Start 1 again. So what's happening here is, as soon as the Flash document loads, this bit of action is saying skip all of these first frames and go to and play Start 1. It's going to play Start 1 until it gets to here, where this action is going to say, okay, go back and play Start 1 again. And you'll see exactly how this is going to help us in just a minute. But if we were to export and watch the movie, it's going to look virtually the same. Okay. That is our tween. Double-click anywhere, or just select Scene 1 to go back to Scene 1. And select the entire image bar and set the X to 0 and the Y to 300. That's going to move our image bar to the very bottom of our Flash document. And also give this an instance name of IMG, like image, capital B-A-R. So image bar, IMG-B-A-R. But I'm capitalizing the B. It's important that you remember what you capitalize when you're dealing with instance names, because ActionScript is case sensitive. Okay, let's create another or a new layer out here on scene 1 and name it ActionScript. Select that keyframe, and here's where the real coding begins. We're going to start with an onEnterFrame function. So we're going to say underscore root dot onEnterFrame equals function, open close parenthesis, open curly bracket, hit enter twice, and place a closed curly bracket. Oh, I did. There we go. And now inside of here, we need to type this script. I'm going to say if open parenthesis, and inside of these parentheses that I just made is the condition, if this happens, and then we're going to tell it what to do. So we're going to say if underscore root dot underscore x mouse, the x of the mouse is the location of the mouse based on the x axis across your screen, so underscore root dot underscore x mouse, if that is less than 50, we want you to do something. So I'm going to move outside of my parentheses now, put an open curly bracket, hit enter twice, put a closed curly bracket, and move inside of this if expression here. We're inside of that. Now we're going to tell Flash what to do. We're going to say img bar dot next frame. Or no, we're going to go previous frame. Previous frame. And open close parenthesis, semicolon. Let's check to see if we have any errors. The script contains no errors. So this is underscore root dot on enter frame equals function. And this is our function here. If the root of the mouse is less than 50, we want you to go and play the previous frame of our image bar. So I'm going to close the actions panel and let's try this out. Let's see what happens. I'm going to move the mouse over to less than 50, and you can see our bar reverses. Wonderful. And then I move it out, and you can see it stops altogether. So we need to do a little bit of fixing up. All right, so let's actually make this go twice as fast. So actually, this is why I used previous frame instead of, I could just say play, or actually, if we're going backward, I really couldn't say play. So one of two reasons I use this. You can duplicate this, and now it's going to go two frames at a time, so it's going to go twice as fast. So we're going to do that. Now we're going to copy this entire expression. We're going to paste it down here. So now we've got two of these if statements here. And for the second one, we're going to say if underscore root dot underscore x mouse is greater than, how wide is our document? Document 600, so let's say 550. We want image bar to play the next frame. We're going to do next frame twice as well, so it goes twice as fast. So you can tell that you're really moving through it. Script contains no errors. Hit F9, and let's try it out. Okay, we go less than 50, and you can see it's moving along pretty quickly. We go more than 550, and you can see it's moving along pretty well as well. So that works. Let's select our keyframe here, open our actions palette again, and let's take a look at what we're doing next. Let's set up a few variables and maybe get you a little experience using variables and one-way variables can be used. In this case, these variables are going to be holding some data for us depending on where the mouse is. So let's say if open close parenthesis, and then inside that we're going to say underscore root dot underscore y mouse. So now we're dealing with where the mouse is up and down. If underscore y mouse, the mouse is less than 301. Now we're going to tell it what we want it to do. We want my var, which is just a variable I just made up, okay? It can be anything. It can be stinky shoes. It can be my desktop. It can be anything you want, any word. It's nothing, you know. You're not stuck to anything. Okay, we're going to say equals false, semicolon. So if the y of the mouse, if the mouse is under 301, my var, or if the y of the mouse equals anything less than 300, basically if it's in any of the blank area of our screen, my var is going to equal false. Let's copy this if, paste it here. We're going to say if the y of the mouse is greater than 300, we want my var to equal true. So basically, when you're rolling over this movie clip, this image bar, my var is going to equal true. All right? So how are we going to use that? We're going to use that because we want these other if statements, these ones here. We're going to say if underscore dot xmouse is less than 50 and, type the word and, my var equals true, then you can play the previous frames. So what this means is unless you're rolled over our scrolling thumbnails, this isn't going to scroll. You don't just have to move over to the side of the screen. So let's copy this and my var equals true. Copy. Come down here to the other if expression right here. We're going to say and my var equals true. Let's check out to make sure we have no errors, and we have an error. What did I do? Oh, yes, of course. When you are referring to something like this, my var equaling true, you have to put two equal signs. All right? These equal signs up here do not have to be doubled. That's just something you have to watch for. When you're checking the whether or not something is true or false in this case, or when you're checking against a variable like that, you need to have double equal signs. Let's check to make sure we have no errors. And now there are no errors. Okay, let's publish the movie. All right, I'm going to move over to the side up here. You can see nothing happens. When I roll over and then I move to the side, then something happens. Okay? So it's just that little variable being flipped from true to false, and our action script is making sure that it's only making image bar go to the previous frame when my var equals true. Okay, what do we have next? Well, first off, let's have this thing play once you roll out, basically. You see, when I start doing this and then I roll out, it just stops. So to fix that, come back into actions. Come down beyond your first if statement here. Type space, else, curly bracket, enter, curly bracket, img bar dot play, semicolon. Okay, so we just have a little else statement. So when we roll out, the little else statement's going to be triggered, and it will play again. Let me close that. Let's test it out. Roll over the side. Roll over the side. And when I roll out, you can see it continues playing. Now, I don't know if you noticed there, but when I rolled over this side, it's going back to normal speed. Okay, the way we can fix that is, again, because we used previous frame, you can just duplicate previous frame one more time. Don't worry about next frame. Next frame is working fine. And when I publish it, okay, it goes that speed when it's going next frame, and it goes that speed now when it's going to the previous frame as well. And when you roll out, it works perfectly. All right, the last thing we're going to do is add one more little bit of code, and that will be when you roll over the middle, the images will stop so you have a chance to click on whatever image you want to select or view. Let's open up our actions palette again. Come all the way down to the bottom of your actions and hit enter. We're going to create another if statement. By the way, all of this is within this one on enter frame function. You got the curly bracket here, and you're closing the curly bracket off there. Here we're going to say if, open and close parentheses, underscore root dot underscore x mouse is greater than 50. And, by the way, another way to do and is just two ampersands, just like that. And underscore root dot underscore x mouse is less than 550. And we're going to add a third condition. My bar equals false. Oops, not flash, false. Okay, if all of that is true, if the root of the mouse is between 50 and 550, and my var equals false, we want my var to equal true, I believe, because that will mean we're rolling over the thumbnails. If all that's true, open curly bracket, hit enter, closed curly bracket. Inside of this if statement, we want img bar dot stop. So we want the image bar to stop if all of this is true. Let's check our script. No errors. Let's check this thing out and see what happens. Move over here, it rolls over. We go to the center, it stops. Move over here, it goes the other way, and we pull out off of it, and it resumes normal speed. So that's it. That's how you create that image bar, and you can see we have all of this code here. Hopefully you haven't skipped ahead to this part of the movie and are not completely overwhelmed by the amount of code. It actually isn't too bad. and it's relatively easy to understand. We've got our variables and our if statements calling and checking against the variables, and if all works, it will call either the previous frames or the next frames. And that's it. That's how you make this scrolling thumbnail bar here in Flash. I hope you learned something. I hope you were able to follow along. It got a little complicated at times, and I hope you enjoyed it, and hopefully you have a nice working scrolling thumbnail bar. Thank you very much for watching, and please check out www.tutvid.com. That's tutvid.com. Thank you very much.